T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday at 5 o'clock, the deadline passed for Democrats to file their petitions in order to appear on the ballots here in Virginia next year for Super Tuesday. Have you got that on your calendar? It's Tuesday, March the 3rd. That's Super Tuesday, along with, 14 other states. They'll all be going to the polls on Super Tuesday. And, you know, in Virginia, you don't have to register by party. So since Virginia will not be holding a primary or a convention to give their votes to Donald Trump, the Republicans have pretty much decided here in Virginia Donald Trump will be the nominee of Virginia Republicans. So I'm really curious as to whether or not there'll be some people who decide to play games with the Democrats when Super Tuesday comes. And I'm trying to make sure here, Trey, that I've got the complete list. It was Julian Castro who did not make the list Okay. Well, let's do that. I'm trying to lead up to that, though, and see. Julian Castro didn't make it. And who else didn't? Graham Moomaw is a reporter for the Virginia Mercury, and he joins us. Who am I missing here? Julian Castro, I thought he would make it. I thought he was pretty serious, but he didn't. He's not going to be on the ballot here in Virginia.
Right. He and former Maryland Congressman John Delaney were the two candidates who missed yesterday's deadline. So
it was very forgivable 13th. For me to miss the congressman, since I don't think anybody's paying attention to him.
13 of 15 candidates didn't make it. So those are the only two who didn't make the cut. And, you know, these early filing deadlines tell us a lot more about, you know, who's just not going to be a factor at all, more than they do about who's in the strongest position to win on Super Tuesday.
Now, what are the requirements to get on the ballot? It's not an overwhelming number of signatures you've got to get.
Right. So each candidate has to file 5,000 signatures from registered voters in Virginia. That has to include 200 from each of the states, 11 congressional districts. It's not a huge bar. It's really just kind of an early test just to, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff, make sure these campaigns have some level of functional ability to get people out with clipboards and, get people to sign their names. So the top three, some candidates try to do sort of a shock and awe approach and just turn in a lot more signatures than they need to, just as kind of a show of strength. So the top three campaigns that turned in the most were Bernie Sanders. He turned in 13,396. Tom Steyer turned in 13,287, and then Pete Buttigieg turned in 12,300. And the state recommends each campaign gather at least 7,500, because a lot of people will sign their name to these petitions and say, yes, I'm a registered voter, yes, I live in this district, but then they turn out not to. So to build in some wiggle room, the state recommends going well above the 5,000 signature threshold. So there were a bunch of campaigns that were below the 7,500 recommendation. So we'll see what happens. The Democratic Party of Virginia still has to verify that each of these signatures came from a registered voter, and that's all going to happen by next Tuesday. So one to watch would be former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He turned in 7,000 signatures, but he's made it clear so far that he sees Virginia as part of his game plan. His first stop when he announced in late November was at a Norfolk diner, and he's been talking up, you know, how he spent a bunch of money to help flip the Virginia General Assembly. So it'll be interesting to see if, with his 7,000 signatures, if he makes the cut.
So it's up to Democrats to verify this data?
Yes. The Democratic Party, kind of, they will check the signatures against the voter rolls they have access to, and then they will come back and tell the state, I believe, next Tuesday, who is certified as a candidate to be on the ballot and who's not.
And I'm assuming that we can trust that they will be even-handed and accurate and fair with their own people.
Well, sure. I mean, that's how the process is supposed to go. I haven't heard any indication that there's any favored candidate this time around, but I guess we'll see what happens next week.
Now, I wasn't very articulate in my ability to explain why there's some concern that Republicans, because Donald Trump is a slam dunk for to be their candidate here in Virginia, why Republicans are eyeing Super Tuesday. They can go vote for one of the Democrats, and they could vote for somebody strong or weak and try to throw this thing, right?
Right. Yeah, so the Republicans choosing to do their process through a convention means that when the state is running its primary, it's just going to be Democrats. There's not, even if one of the long-shot Republican challengers to Donald Trump wanted to get on the ballot, that's just not an option. So, yeah, went on Super Tuesday when, you know, there's a lot of coverage of the election, everybody's going to the polls, it's only Democrats are the only option. So, yeah, Republicans who don't have anything better to do that day could certainly go and try to get up to some shenanigans and just cause chaos in the Democratic field if they feel like it.
Yeah, I've always felt that that was kind of a shady thing to do. Even if you don't like the Democrats, that's not a very honorable thing to do. But I've had people who have told me, hey, this is a part of the game. You go out and try to torpedo your opposition and give them the worst possible candidate, or do everything you can to make sure they get stuck with the worst possible candidate. Is there any data that indicates how many people do cross over to cause trouble in the other parties?
I think that's always, you know, something people talk about, and I'm sure it happens to some extent, but because we don't register by party in Virginia, it's really hard to measure, you know, how often that happens and whether it does or doesn't, you know, tilt the outcome. Maybe the most famous example of this was the Republican primary between Eric Cantor and Dave Bratt a couple of years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, where, Eric Cantor still very much believes that a lot of Democrats sort of meddled in that primary and voted for Dave Bratt to kick him out of office. But there's never been any, you know, real numbers released on how much of an impact that had.
It's interesting to observe. Graham Mumaw is a reporter for the Virginia Mercury, and I appreciate you coming on to give us the stats. Thanks, Graham.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.